Hello, this is an emergency action alert issued by the Provisional Council of the Republic of Canada. It's March the 26th, 2020. This announcement is issued under the common law jurisdiction of the Republic of Canada, formerly the Dominion of Canada. Under the guise of a fraudulent health emergency, a global police state is being imposed on we the people. A state of war now exists between humanity and a global corporatocracy. The freedom of assembly, of movement, and public dissent have been banned in many countries. Arbitrary arrests without cause are mounting, and martial law is being imposed in America, Canada, and most European nations. COVID-19 is not a reference to a flu virus, but is the military code word for permanent martial law. Well, yesterday that martial law went into effect in Canada. By an unlawful vote of only 32 of the 338 members of Parliament, the puppet Canadian government stood down and transferred its authority and tax-levying power to an executive body under the authority of the so-called Queen's Privy Council. Prime Minister Trudeau has been confined to his home under a cover story of being in self-imposed quarantine. What in fact has been quarantined is democracy. One of the first measures of this rump governing body has been the levying of a massive new tax on Canadians to fund the largest financial handout to big oil companies in our history, a secret $55 billion subsidy to PetroChina and other Asian corporations operating without restraint on Canada's west and north coasts. Under the guise of a health emergency, a tyrannical corporatocracy has assumed power. We understand that this takeover is part of a bigger corporate agenda that is now in effect and is being fast-tracked under the fog of war. Its aim is to use mandatory microchipped vaccinations and 5G electromagnetism to directly control the lives and thoughts of the world's populace as a prelude to possible global depopulation. The proof of this genocidal plan has been conclusively demonstrated for many years by scientific and political authorities, and it's unfolding as I speak. Its murderous methods have been tested and perfected upon generations of Aboriginal children in the church-run Indian residential schools and hospitals. Our own domestic genocide that Canadians have ignored at their own peril. For now, the same crime is being inflicted on all of us. The only question now is how we, the free people of Canada and the world, will resist and overcome this tyranny. Well, here in Canada, we have been preparing for this onslaught for over 5 years. Since January of 2015, our movement to disestablish a criminally convicted Crown Authority in Canada and raise up a free republic has equipped people in every province with a new allegiance and a new citizenship. Those citizens of Canada have begun to organize local common law courts and assemblies. They've issued stand-down orders to Crown officials and organized neighborhood policing under common law sheriffs to protect their children and their liberties. As embryonic as this is, the new society within the shell of the old Canada now constitutes our first line of defense against the descending police state. Our Republic of Canada is a refuge for anyone who refuses to go along with the corporate tyranny and its genocidal agenda. We state again, a state of undeclared war now exists between the Canadian government, its repressive forces, and the free people of Canada. And so, to defend our lives and liberties, we declare that we, the people under common law jurisdiction, do not recognize the statutes or the authority of the Canadian rump government, its courts, or its police. We have declared our independence from that entire system. Instead, we stand under the constituted authority of our free sovereign republic and its proclamation of independence of January 15, 2015. We will defend our lives, our liberties, and our republic by any means necessary. For us, it is now liberty or death. Accordingly, the Provisional Council of the Republic is today forming self-defense groups to protect our communities against the attacks of a corporate police state. These citizen militias will operate under the constitutional authority of the Republic. As part of their mobilization, we are today issuing to the members of the RCMP and local municipal police across Canada a call made under international and common law. That call is for them to stand down from their oath of allegiance to a foreign criminal power called the Crown of England and its puppet government in Ottawa. We invite them to be deputized as officers of the Sovereign Republic of Canada. The same call and offer is also issued today to every civil servant, judge, and soldier in Canada. Whether here or abroad, it is time for public officials to serve the people and not foreign and corporate criminal powers. To our allies in other countries and to all freedom-loving people around the world, we call on you today to take the same steps towards sovereign independence and self-defense wherever you live. That independence begins in our own minds when we resolve to say no to tyranny and suffer anything rather than surrender our natural liberty. All of you who are listening have an alternative to fear and surrender to tyranny. You can unite under the new jurisdiction of common law republics and assert your own inborn sovereignty and independence. You can and must let go of your learned helplessness and dependence on the very authorities that are now seeking your enslavement and your eventual destruction. Each of you can begin by doing two things. Take the pledge of citizenship to the republic and join or form a local republican neighborhood defense group. It is time to say an active no to the apartheid system of so-called social distancing by which the corporatocracy is psychologically conditioning us and preparing us for internment camps. We will not walk in fear of one another. We will not fall for their lies. Our movement will commence the first of our many public defiance campaigns between April 15th and April 30th, and these will escalate throughout the spring and the summer with your help. Our Republican militias will defend and stop the arrest of targeted individuals, including by working with our West Coast Common Law Court of Justice that's commencing on March 30th in Vancouver. Our people will spread hope and freedom in the minds of both our friends and our foes. Our time is now. You can contact us at republicofcanada@gmail.com, follow murderbydecree.com and its publications, but most importantly, every week, tune in to the Voice of the Republic, our online radio program called Here We Stand, which is live every Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at bbsradio.com/herewestand. The next step is up to each one of you. This is the announcement of the Provisional Republic of Canada, March 26th. Carry it on and stay tuned for more.